Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's lift our hands to the Lord this morning. We know his name. We know his name. We're believers. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And symptoms talk to us and they say things. And this morning, hallelujah, we know his name and we're going to say things back. And I feel the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart and said there's a bone healing anointing here this morning, right at this moment in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hands and just glorify God right now. Praise God. Just lift your hands and thank God this morning. Hallelujah. We know his name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. It is written, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Greater is he in your body than the symptom that is talking to you this morning. Greater is he, hallelujah, who hung on that tree, who was whipped, bearing in his body our aches, our pains, our sorrows, our distresses, our afflictions, our worries, our anxieties, our problems. Hallelujah. Greater is he in this place today. Greater is he inside of our physical body this morning than he that is in the world, than the diagnosis of a doctor. Although we love doctors and we need them and we have them to help us. But when a doctor says, like he did to the woman with the issue of blood, there's no hope for you. She ran out of money. She ran out of energy. She ran out of everything in the natural realm. The Bible says she grew worse and not better. And when a doctor looks at us and says, there's nothing I could really do except, sometimes that's a place for a miracle in our bones. Come on, lift your hands and worship God this morning. The anointing is flowing. The fire of God is here today. The bone maker. The bone maker. The bone healer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that Ezekiel said there was fire shut up in his bones. Why? Because the anointing was in his bones. Why? Because Jesus was in his bones. We're saying some things back to the things that are talking to us today. If you need a healing in your body, in your bones this morning, hallelujah, in your joints today, in your ligaments, your muscles, your tendons, just reach up to heaven this morning and grab it. Grab hold of the anointing. Grab hold of the hem of his garment. Jesus, the healer, hallelujah, who reached out and touched that woman with the issue. Whatever the issue might be right here, right now, glory be to God. The anointing of God is here. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. Greater is he that is in us. What do we say to these things that are talking to us? What do we say to these things that try to overtake us? What do we say to these things that the doctor's report said? We say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We say that God, the healer, the maker of bones, hallelujah, who in the book of Ezekiel took dust that was not even formed. It was just dust. The bones in the graves had turned to dust in the valley. And God said to Ezekiel in the chapter 37 there, Ezekiel, what do you say to the bones? Ezekiel, what do you say to the symptoms? Ezekiel, what are you calling this valley? We have a choice this morning. We've been given the name of Jesus. It's above every other name. Ezekiel, can these bones live? The Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning and saying, can these bones live? And what do we say? We agree with him. We don't agree with the symptom. We don't agree with the devil. We don't agree with the lies. We don't agree with the words. We answer this morning under the anointing of the Holy Spirit through the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who took upon him every single sickness known to mankind. We say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Come on, say it with authority. Yes, these bones shall live. Come on, say it. Come on, say it with authority. Yes, these bones shall live. Hallelujah. And allow the Spirit of God right now as we sing and worship of the anointing to get in the bones today. Hallelujah. The fire to get in the bones today. Glory be to God. Even those that have had replacements or metal somewhere inside of your body, God is a creative miracle worker. Shabbat on almost Sunday. And he can take out the rod. He can take out the pins. He can take out the mesh. He can take out whatever they put in that might be causing you discomfort and pain today. We say yes. Yes, 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 these bones shall live. And that's what we speak over ourselves today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So do that as you worship today and just say, Jesus, I receive. Jesus, I reach up, I take it. I receive that word of knowledge. I receive your word. I receive your blood. I receive what you did for me. I speak to my body. I call my body healed. I speak to my bones. I call my bones healed. I speak to my joints. Joints healed. I speak to that which is deteriorated, and I speak a creative miracle inside of me. Come on, begin to talk to the symptoms. Begin to answer back to the symptoms this morning. Jesus gave us a right. He has given us the privilege. He has given us heaven's benefits. Hallelujah. There's a benefit package that comes with salvation. It is healing. It is prosperity. Hallelujah. It is salvation. Glory be to God. Pray this morning. Body's being made whole. Body's
I just want to take this opportunity this morning. I don't want to take for granted that everybody in this room knows his name. Maybe you've come in here. You've never been in church before. And you want to know his name. You want to know what it means to know the name of Jesus. And this isn't about joining a church, a religion, a denomination. This is about a personal relationship with the Son of God. This is about a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, who shed his blood for you and each and every person here. Maybe you've been in church, in and out. You've fallen away from the Lord. You know that you don't know what it's like to know his name the way you should. So you can know somebody's name and it's just a name. But when you have a relationship with somebody, like a family member or a close friend, it's not just a name, it's a relationship. The word says that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He'll never forsake us. He'll never leave us. He's there for us to call upon. So if you're in this room this morning, we're going to have an altar call right now for salvation. Whoever's on chapel, if you could just go to your spot. We want to take this opportunity. I don't want to take for granted that we're singing those who know his name, and that everybody in here really knows the name of Jesus in that personal way. But church, we're guaranteed of nothing in this world. We have our plans for the rest of the day, this summer, this week, whatever it is. But the enemy's out there lurking around like a roaring lion, looking to take out those who are just on the fringe, just about to receive Christ. They may be feeling weak and they're at the back of the pack. That's who the enemy's looking for in these last days. The other side of that is Jesus could come back at any moment. The Bible talks about he'll come back when it's like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I don't know about you, but it's like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah all around us right now. And our Lord and Savior can come back like a thief in the night. We got to be ready. We want to take the opportunity that you can sing this song and say, I'm one of those who knows his name. And sing it with confidence so that you can stand in all of his glory and all of his beauty, because that day of judgment and that day of Christ's return, and that day when we go to be with the Lord, is a day where we can stand in awe, or it's a day where we can be standing in fear. The greatest day of our life, or the most terrifying, that's up to you. Your name needs to be in that book, church. It needs to be written in his blood. It's a simple task to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Say, God, I've sinned. I've fallen short. Inside of me. Make me a new creature. Let the old man go away. Let me clothe myself in new clothes, a new man. Take my sins, toss them as far as the east is from the west, into the depths of the sea. If that's you this morning, as we're going to sing this for a few more minutes, as the Spirit of God is moving, what kind of church service would it be if we don't give an opportunity for those to come to Christ? We don't need to wait till the end. This is when God's moving right now. He wants everybody in this room to say, I know your name. I'm one of those. I'm going to stand in awe of your beauty. I can't wait to stand in awe of your glory. I have nothing to fear. I'm a child of the King. I'm an heir to the throne of God. That's you this morning, as the church is believing and praying. I just want you to come forward We're going to say a prayer, and we're going to send you with this wonderful couple. They're going to put a Bible in your hand. But if that's you, church, whoever it is, don't come in this place one way and leave the same. Come in this church one way and leave changed and transformed, sanctified and holy, purified and strengthened. Don't come into this place confused and worried and full of anxiety. Leave strong. Leave knowing you have wisdom beyond your years. Don't come in this place broken, needing a touch and a healing, and turn your back on the Savior. Turn your back on the healer. Because of those stripes, you are already healed. Salvation is a free gift, but you have to receive it. It's like a gift sitting under a Christmas tree. It can have your name on it, but if you don't open it, it's not yours. Take the gift. Receive the gift. Open the gift. Apply the gift. If that's you in this place, don't miss this opportunity. I know there's people in here. The Holy Spirit's stopping the service for you. Be obedient. Don't miss it. Be one of those who knows His name. Be one of those that will never be terrified of the coming of our Lord and Savior, but be joyful. Be anticipating it. Be waiting for it. Be wanting and desiring it. That yearning for eternity that every man has. That riches will never fail. That relationships will never fail. That status will never fail. Only that relationship with Him. Be one of those this morning. Just come. Come to the altar. The greatest decision you could ever make. Sure.
anointing and this call to salvation, let's just pray if there's someone on your heart in your family for household salvation. Joshua declared, me and my household will serve the Lord. So right now, in the name of Jesus, whoever that is that's on your heart, we lift them up before the throne room. The throne room of grace is available for us to bring others into with us. So right now, let's bring them into the throne room of grace this morning for salvation and call them saved. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we can call in. Lord, you sent us to call in those for salvation today. Each family member connected to us by name, by relationship. We call them saved, walking in the full knowledge of salvation. We bind up every antichrist spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up generational curses of unbelieving in the name of Jesus. And today we say is the day of salvation, household salvation. Holy Spirit, now hover over those that are on our hearts. Hover over, Holy Spirit, bringing conviction, bringing correction, bringing convincing of the need for a Savior today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that those who were once deaf in the Spirit now hear in the Spirit. They hear Jesus calling their name. They hear Jesus saying, I love you. Come unto me, all those that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. They hear the voice of the Lord calling to salvation today. The blind eyes that were once blinded by the scales of unbelief, we speak to those scales to fall right now in Jesus' name. And we speak spiritual sight coming, that they will see and look around them and say, I have a need for a Savior. There's a need around me, and that need can only be met by Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, right now. We give you praise and we give you glory. We call them saved, walking in the fullness of life, walking in the abundance of life. We thank you, Lord, that they receive all that is connected to salvation now in this moment as they call on the name of the Lord. We say they are no longer prodigals, but they are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. No longer prodigals, no longer wandering, but joint heirs in kingdom living. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for it. Praise you, Jesus.